Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda, and I am a Sea Trek diver on the animal care team here at Odyssey Aquarium. Go ahead and wave hello to the Indo-Pacific residents of our Sea Trek exhibit. The term Indo-Pacific refers to areas like Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Great Barrier Reef, just to name a few. Tropical waters in the Indo-Pacific are home to many different species of fishes, sharks, and stingrays, just like our Sea Trek exhibit. While the animals in these locations have such variety, they have one thing in common. They all need to eat. The food prepared for our animals at Odyssey Aquarium is restaurant quality, just like the fish you buy at your favorite restaurant. If you look closely at our animals, you might notice that their mouths are in different locations. Many of the fish have mouths pointing forward, whereas our cow-nose stingrays have mouths on the bottom of their bodies. This tells us how the animal eats. Since the cow-nose stingrays have mouths on the bottom, they tend to sift through substrate looking to find a tasty snack, while our fish might like to pick algae from rocks along the reef. While looking through our acrylic viewing panel, you may see these various feeding techniques exhibited by our resident fishes. You may even see some animal care specialists using different feeding techniques in the exhibit throughout the day to ensure proper animal health and welfare, along with encouraging natural behaviors such as foraging. My favorite part of our exhibit is getting the opportunity to work on conditioning with such a wide variety of animals. It's amazing to see how truly smart these animals are. Most people don't realize fish can be conditioned to encourage certain behaviors. It is very rewarding when you are working with an animal on a specific behavior and one day it finally clicks.